This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. And today, this is part 26 of The Peace of the Father. Now, when I read you this passage of Scripture, you're going to think to yourself, what has this got to do with peace? Well, I believe as I read it, and as I bring you this word, it will become abundantly clear. The Lord led me to this Scripture over the weekend, and I knew I had to bring it. Because we struggle. Every single one of us struggle. And what are we struggling with? We're struggling to do what is right. We're struggling to keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're struggling to live our lives the way that He wants us to live. And we struggle. Yet when you read Scripture, and you listen to what Paul says especially. He's written two-thirds of the New Testament. And when you read what he writes, he brings such wonderful advice. I would place him as a pinnacle to the Christian life. He's right up there, at the very top. Not perfect, but he's right up there. And so the Lord reminded me of this. As I struggled. Romans, the 7th chapter. And I'm going to read from verse 21. It says this. And Paul is speaking. And in my mind, he's speaking so openly. It makes me love him more. He says this. I have discovered this principle of life. That when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart. But there is a power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. You see how it is? In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. But what does he say? Thank God for Jesus. Say thank God. For Jesus. Say it again. Thank God for Jesus. You see, even Paul, who was changed the way he was, who went on that road to Damascus, and his life completely changed beyond all measure because he met with Jesus and was blinded for 3 days. He couldn't see anything. All he could do was listen to his teaching, because Jesus was teaching him. I just know that I know that during those 3 days, Jesus was teaching him. And Paul loved the Lord Jesus Christ so much that he dedicated his life and his very liberty to taking the good news to the Gentiles on his 3 missionary trips, establishing churches everywhere he went. Such was Paul, an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yet in this time when he's talking to the Roman church, he begins to expound on how he feels and how he feels he is still a slave to sin. Well, let me ask you this question. We often ask our Lord to take away all our sin and to stop us being slaves of sin. Let me ask you this question. Have you sinned today? It's a simple question. You see, there are so many that would judge. Look at what he's done. Oh my goodness, look how he's fallen. He's fallen from the heights of where he was to where he is now. He's fallen. I'm pointing my finger at him because I don't want to be like that. Yet we all sin. Paul is so clear. He says it in Romans, the 3rd chapter, and verse 23, "For we all sin and fall short, every single one of us." He recognizes it. He knows it. And he's saying he doesn't want to be like this any longer. He says in verse 21, "I have discovered this principle of life." Here's a principle. Here's something that I've figured out over my years. That when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. How many of you can say amen to that? Because I can. My hand is up right now. Oh, my word, I understand that. And that is why I believe God took me to this place. I was watching something on Facebook over the weekend. John MacArthur was doing a Q&A session with a group of young people. Question and answers. And one of them, a girl, she stood up and she asked him 3 questions. The basis of which was this. How do I know I'm saved? And why is it that I keep doing wrong? How do I know I'm saved if I know I'm doing wrong? And John MacArthur said, "Because you've asked me that question, that tells me that you are saved. Because all you're thinking about is your salvation and whether you've lost it or not." He then said to her, "What do you think about?" "I think about the Lord a lot." "How much do you love him?" "With all my heart and my soul." And John said, "You're answering your own question. because you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and because you are thinking about him all the time, and because salvation is uppermost in your mind, yes, I can guarantee you are saved. And I've thought that myself many times, especially when I've known that I've been sinning. I know that I've been doing wrong. I wanted to do the right thing, but as Paul says, I inevitably was doing the wrong thing. I know that feeling so well. And beloved, if you're being honest with yourself right now, I know you do too. I love God's law with all my heart, says Paul, as he pours his heart out in this letter. But there's another power in me that is at war with my mind. The power makes me a slave to sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God, says Paul. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. The answer is always in Jesus Christ our Lord. It's never in anything else. It's in him. It's because of him. And we need to look to him more and more and more. Let's love him even more than we did yesterday. And I know, as you tell him you love him, his peace falls from glory. His peace comes to you now. How do I know? Because his peace is all over me right now. And that is not how I felt when I awoke this morning. But his peace is all over me because I am saying, Lord God Almighty, I love you with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind, and I will not turn my eyes away from you. And when I sin, Father, when I fall, I know that you are there to pick me up. As you did to your son David on many occasions. As you do for your children constantly. Because you are my Father. You are our Father. I give you glory. And I give you honor. And I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.